Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
We're on day two of taking a big bite out of the Big Apple. The Big Apple is New York City's nickname. I've read stories about how New York got this name. There are several different versions. No one knows exactly how this name came about. But it sounds like it has something to do with jazz and the fact that jazz music started there and jazz musicians started calling New York the Big Apple. Kind of an interesting thing.
But do apples even grow in New York City?
Yes, they do. Are you kidding?
But I mean, natural apples?
Yes, New York State apples. You've never tasted them?
Well, no, because I've got good apples where I'm from.
If you go up into the cold weather, apples need cold weather, by the way. If you go up into Syracuse, Albany, there are apple orchards, which are apple farms. Oh, yeah, they're great apples in New York and Washington State, which is on the other coast.
How can they have room for all those orchards in New York City with all those buildings and stuff like that?
Guys,
it's ridiculous.
Guys, you need to understand that New York State is not New York City. New York State is a big state. There are a lot of cities in New York State.
The Empire State.
Manhattan does not have any apple trees itself.
But that's kind of beside the point. What we're going to do today is talk about the things you can see and do when you go to New York City. We've already gone through Grand Central Station and Times Square and places like that. But today, hey, we're going to check out the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island and other places. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. A great place to begin your journey through New York is at Ellis Island Immigration Museum. Inside, you can trace the steps immigrants took to becoming U.S. citizens. Outside, you'll notice a friendly figure greeting you in the distance. Standing over 150 feet tall and holding a torch above her head is the famous Statue of Liberty. This gift from France has stood proudly as a symbol of freedom since 1886. If the weather permits, you can spend some time in Central Park, a place where many New Yorkers go to relax and stay in shape. You can jog, skate, and rollerblade along the trails while taking in the lush forest scenery. When you feel weary, take a seat on a bench and watch the ducks float along the pond. For a short while, you can leave the madness and clamor of city life behind. No trip to New York would be complete without visiting Broadway. True to its name, this Broadway is one of the widest streets in the city. It is also home to the most popular plays. Just be sure to book your tickets beforehand, as plays are often sold out months in advance. Before you call it a night, you can catch a baseball game at Yankee Stadium, or you can go all the way up to the top of the Empire State Building and appreciate the breathtaking night view. In the city that never sleeps, you can always find something to enjoy and explore.
Let's dig in, guys. New York is a great place to begin your journey. Well, actually, the best place to begin your journey through New York is at Ellis Island Immigration Museum. I didn't get out to Ellis Island until I'd lived in New York about 6 years, so I didn't go out there right away. It's kind of a cool trip, but it takes a little while to get out there. It's a little journey. If you're taking a journey, you're taking a trip. Sometimes, though, we use journey when we talk about traveling, a greater distance. I'm going on a trip. I wouldn't say I'm going on a journey. Journey is also used more commonly when we're writing English. I think it sounds more, literary, but it's a fun place to start if you go to Ellis Island. It's cool because it's like you're going back in time. Ellis Island is the place where immigrants would first land in the United States. They would be checked out at this immigration place before they were allowed to go into the city. So it's kind of like you're taking a trip back through time if you go to Ellis Island. There are lots of pictures. a lot of famous names because you had to sign the your signature when you arrived, and they've kept some of those signatures of famous people who went on to become very wealthy and famous.
Pretty cool. I've never been to Ellis Island myself, although I have been to the Statue of Liberty. I went to the Statue of Liberty with a Mexican friend of mine, and his ancestors did not go through Ellis Island, so he wasn't interested in going there, and that was fine. So we just went to the Statue of Liberty. But in any case here, you can begin your journey at Ellis Island. That's where most of the European immigrants passed through on their way to a new life in the United States. And inside Ellis Island, you can trace the steps immigrants took to becoming U.S. citizens. Back then, it was pretty easy. Nowadays, it's not so easy. Outside, you'll notice a friendly figure greeting you in the distance. And here we're talking about a figure. A figure usually refers to something that looks like a person, or a person, like a popular figure, for example. In this case, it's referring to some kind of friendly figure that greets you in the distance, which means far away. Who could that figure be? Who could that person be? Hello, how are you? Welcome to New York.
It's the Green Lady. I call her the Green Lady.
Is she really green?
Kind of. Because of the air, she's made of metal.
And copper.
So, it's mixed with air and that humid air over there in the water. She's turned kind of green to me. So she's the Statue of Liberty. She's very tall. She stands over 150 feet. That's a way to write about how tall something is. You could say it stands over and then the height follows that. She's holding a torch above her head. A torch is a long stick that has some sort of material at one end, and you can light it. So there's a fire on one end of that stick.
Well, it's not a real fire. It just looks like a fire.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When we held the Olympics, we have the Olympic torch. You probably have seen that, where runners will hold that stick with flame on the end of it and pass it from one runner to the next. And finally, it is lit at the end of the road, which is the torch that stays burning for the entire Olympic Games.
Right. I should also mention that torch in England means what to Americans call a flashlight, a little light that you hold in your hand and helps you see in the dark when you go camping and stuff. To us, that's a flashlight. To people in England, that's a torch. But here it's a torch being held by none other than the Statue of Liberty. And as you know, the Statue of Liberty was a gift from France. America was celebrating its centennial in 1876, and so France gave this as a gift to America in celebration of its 100th birthday, although they did not deliver it until 10 years later in the year 1886.
That's right. Kind of cool. I think it was the only time France ever gave us anything.
Really? They're that cheap, huh?
French doesn't really like Americans. Okay. Well, it's fun because now we have this cool green lady over in New York. And if you go to New York City and you're flying into JFK, you will see the Statue of Liberty as you get ready to land. Now, if weather permits, you can spend some time in Central Park. If you say something permits, it means you're able to do something. It makes something possible. So weather permitting, we're going to have a picnic today. Weather permitting means if the weather's good enough, we're going to be able to have a picnic. So if weather permits or if weather is good enough, you can spend some time in Central Park. That's the park that's in the center of Manhattan Island. And without it, I think New Yorkers would go crazy.
They'd go bonkers.
There's not a lot of land, yeah.
Right. So, yes, if you want to go to Central Park and spend some time there, the weather needs to be favorable, unless you don't mind walking in the rain. And if you're from Taipei, you sometimes can't tell the difference between a rainy day and a sunny day because it rains so often here. But in any case here, if weather permits, you could go to Central Park. Lots of New Yorkers go there to relax and also to stay in shape. To stay in shape means to basically go exercising, but also shape refers to a good condition of your body, to be healthy, to have good muscles, not to be too fat. So if you want to stay in shape, hey, you need to go jogging, go exercising so that you can keep fit.
The phrase that you'll want to memorize is in shape, because you can get in shape, stay in shape. You could say, I'm not in shape. In shape itself means physically strong and healthy. You've been exercising and not just sitting in front of your computer playing computer games and eating potato chips. Well, you want to get in shape. So in shape is your goal. If you stay in shape, it means you're already in shape and you just want to maintain that good physical condition.
And here are some examples of ways you can keep in shape or stay in shape. You can jog, skate, and rollerblade along the trails while taking in the lush forest scenery. So jogging means to go running at a relatively slow pace. You can skate there, which could mean roller skates, shoes with four wheels on them, or it could mean going on a skateboard. Rollerblading is a kind of skating where the wheels are all in a line like a hockey skates. I think rollerblades are more popular than actual roller skates these days. And you will do these things along the trails in Central Park while you take in the lush forest scenery. So a trail, of course, is like a path or a road in a forested area. It's usually not paved, and to take in something just means to look at it and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's kind of nice there. I don't see a lot of people roller skate anymore. Usually they're rollerblading, using inline skates. That's what we call them, inline skates. I've never been ice skating over there, but there is an ice skating rink. So you can do all of those things within the park. I just like to go and walk through the park during the day to relax. It's kind of nice. There are people who are painting in the park, which is kind of fun to see. There are musicians singing in the park. There's a lot going on. The park goes from 59th Street all the way up to 110. I lived on 109 and Broadway, and so I lived right next door to the park, which was kind of nice. I could just walk over a block, and I was there. So it was where I would go and exercise in the morning with friends. It's a beautiful area, and like I said earlier, without the park there, I think a lot of New Yorkers would go crazy because you need parks. That's what I love about Taipei. Tom and I live here, and there are a lot of little parks everywhere, which is great.
Lots of little ones and a couple of big ones, too, including Da'an Forest Park in the middle of Taipei. But Central Park, I think, is much larger than that, and we'll continue talking about some more places in New York City in just a couple of seconds, but right now we're going to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim. 欢迎大家回到第二天的课程。昨天我们已经谈到了纽约的历史。今天我们就要带大家去看看在纽约有什么好玩的地方。首先看到第一段的第一句。A great place to begin your journey through New York is at Ellis Island Immigration Museum.这边作者给了我们一个建议，表示如果今天你到了纽约旅游，爱丽丝岛的移民博物馆绝对是你展开纽约之旅的最佳地点。据说我们看到一个生字 journey 就表示旅程、旅途的意思，这个字和我们以前学过的 trip T-R-I-P 其实是不一样的。 trip 通常是表示短暂的旅程， journey 这个字则是表示比较长程的旅程，例如 life is a journey 表示生命就像一场旅程。然而为什么爱丽丝岛的移民博物馆适合展开你的纽约之旅呢？因为呢，我们看到后面 Inside, you can trace the steps immigrants took to becoming US citizens. Outside, you will notice a friendly figure greeting you in the distance. 在移民博物馆的里头，你可以看到当初海外的移民是如何一步步的成为美国公民，而走到了外头，你会发现有一个亲切的身影正在远方问候你。这边看到个片语 in the distance 就表示在远方。让我们造个例句，例如有一个人叫做 Rick， 他很害羞，他总是在远远的地方看着他暗恋的对象。这时我们英文就可以讲说 Rick chose to watch the girl he likes in the distance instead of talking to her。 好，刚刚上面讲到有一个亲切的身影在远方问候你，这个身影是谁呢？没错，他就是非常有名的自由女神像。Standing over 150 feet tall and holding a torch above her head is the famous Statue of Liberty. 就表示说自由女神像身长超过150英尺，手上高举着火炬。这边我们看到一个文法点 standing over 150 feet tall， 一直到后面的 is， 整个都是前面的主词补语。真正的主词是在 is 后面的 the famous Statue of Liberty， 属于主词补语的倒装句法。原本的句子应该是 the famous Statue of Liberty is standing over 150 feet tall and holding a torch above his head。作者用这个句法来强调自由女神像的大小以及形象。让我们来造个类似的句子。Sitting on the sofa is my elder sister， 就表示坐在沙发上的是谁呢？是我的姐姐。这边的 sitting on the sofa 就是主词补语，而主词呢就是 my elder sister。 然而除了 Ellis Island 之外，你还可以去哪边呢？下一段的开头提到 If the weather permits, you can spend some time in Central Park,A place where many New Yorkers go to relax and stay in shape.
表示如果天气晴朗的话，你可以花点时间造访中央公园，这是许多纽约客放松以及维持身材的好地方。
这边我们看到一个片语 stay in shape， 就表示是维持身材的意思。同样的例子你可以讲说 keep in shape.
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue where we left off. We were talking about Central Park. This is a place you can go to in New York City to relax and go jogging, go skating, or whatever. And when you feel weary, you can take a seat on a bench and watch the ducks float along the pond, which means that Central Park has a pond in there. I think they actually have a pretty big lake in there, too. Mm-hmm. To feel weary means you feel tired and you'd like to take a nap.
Yeah, weary. You might use this if you're speaking out loud. I tend to say tired more frequently. Oh, I feel weary after a long week of work. So instead of just walking, take a seat on one of the benches and just watch the ducks there. There's a big pond. You can even go out in a boat on the pond. You can rent boats. That's fun. And while you're within that park and its quietness around you, you can leave the madness of the city. It's kind of crazy. New York is fast-paced and noisy and loud. Clamor means a loud, continuous noise. It just doesn't stop. We talk about clamor when we have a noise made by people who are talking a lot, the clamor of people talking. So it's nice within the park because it's a lot quieter.
Sure, and I think there are also pretty quiet parts of New York City where you can escape all the noise, but Central Park seems to be the best one of those. Now let's move on to the next paragraph here. It says, No trip to New York would be complete. No trip to New York would be complete without visiting Broadway. We've all heard about Broadway, and true to its name, this Broadway is one of the widest streets in the city. True to its name means...Broadway is just like the word says. It's a broad way. Way here just means road or avenue, and broad means really wide. It is a really wide street.
Back in 1998, there was a huge snowstorm on the East Coast, and none of the cars could drive that day. And I tried to get into work, so I walked to work, which took me about 2 hours.But I walked down Broadway, and I remember thinking, wow, this street is so big. Because most streets in big cities, they're more narrow. But Broadway is quite wide, and that's why they call it Broadway. It's come to represent, though, musical theater and plays that are put on there. Broadway is a neighborhood, you can say. It's not just one street.Because Broadway is the big street that goes north and south, but there are little streets going east and west, and that's where all the theaters are. Like, there's a theater on Broadway and 46th, Broadway and 43rd. So all of those theaters are along that street, Broadway, but they're off on the smaller streets. And it's kind of cool to go there and just see all the big names.
The big shows like Phantom of the Opera, is that still playing now?
No.
It's not, it's gone. But there are other ones that you can go check out, some popular ones, and some smaller ones, too, on Off-Broadway, if you're into that sort of thing, if you're into drama or musical theater, or maybe even music concerts or comedy shows, you could all expect to see those on Broadway there, especially in the Times Square area. And just be sure to book your tickets beforehand, as plays are often sold out months in advance. So if you book your tickets beforehand, that means ahead of time, before you actually go there. You need to reserve your tickets, get on the internet, maybe weeks before your trip, even months before your trip, to make sure you're going to get tickets to see your favorite show.
In using is home to as a phrase, it just means where something's located. Broadway is home to popular plays. Yes, I could also say Hualien is home to Taroko Gorge, one of the most beautiful scenic places in the world, I think. I think that canyon is just gorgeous. That gorge is wonderful. Or I could say Taiwan is home to the world's best beef noodle soup. I think you guys have the best beef noodle soup ever in any country. So is home to just means where something's located, where it lives, or where it's available. Like Tom said, you have to book your tickets in advance. Advance and beforehand are almost the same. So you could say, book your tickets in advance, book your tickets beforehand. They're both the same. So you want to do it at an earlier time than when you need them, because often these plays are very popular and are sold out months in advance. They're also very expensive, so start saving your pennies.
I've only seen one Broadway performance myself. I don't think any of you are going to know what it is, so I'm not even going to mention it. But in any case here, plays and musicals are different sorts of things. A play is drama. I guess there's not really any music in a play. It's just dialogue and things like that. Whereas a musical is going to have music and acting and all sorts of stuff going on at the same time. To me, Broadway means musical plays or musicals, because my dad had collections of records of Broadway musicals. So whenever I think of Broadway, I think of musicals.
But there are a lot of dramas there as well. So it's known for both. So plays or musicals, they're both popular there. If you don't like that sort of thing, you don't like to see acting and dancing and singing, then you might want to go catch a baseball game out at Yankee Stadium. Here we're using this phrase, before you call it a night. When someone calls it a night, it means they're going to stop doing what they're doing and go home to bed. They're tired. Let's call it a night.
You could also call it a day if you've been working all
day.
And quit work and, you know, punch out, punch your time clock and
head home. Yeah, let's
call
it a day and get out of here and have some drinks.
Right, but before you call it a night, before you go back to your hotel and have a nap and sleep and plan your next day, you can check out a baseball game at Yankee Stadium, which you'd need to arrange transportation for, because it's in the Bronx, actually, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go see the Mets out in Queens, or if you're into basketball, check out the Knicks at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a New York Rangers game there as well. That's a hockey team. And, yeah, there's all sorts of things to do there. Before you call it a night, New York is the city that never sleeps.
Or maybe you want to go up and see a really great view by going to the top of the Empire State Building. It's now the tallest building in New York City because the Twin Towers were destroyed by terrorism. But you can go up to the 86th floor and take a look and see what it looks like. It's kind of cool. I took my mom up there when she came to visit me when I lived in New York. She'd already been there before. She and my dad lived there before I was born, when he was getting his stockbroker license in New York City. And it was fun to go up there and just see what the city looks like from a way up top. So we call that a sort of view, a breathtaking view. If it's breathtaking, it takes your breath away. It's so exciting or beautiful. And it just helps you appreciate the city a little bit more. If you appreciate something, you kind of value it. You understand its value, its worth. You admire it. So it's kind of a fun view to see. That's probably the best place to get a good look at the whole city beneath you.
I think I went up there and the World Trade Center observation decks back in the 80s sometime when the World Trade Center was still standing. And I like the view down at the World Trade Center better for some reason. But in any case, it's you know, up to the individual. And, of course, you can't do that nowadays because there's no tall building there now. But in any case, you can get a breathtaking view during the day or at night from the Empire State Building. And in a city that never sleeps, the fun never stops, or you can always find something to enjoy and explore. And to explore means to go into places or areas that you haven't been into before and check them out and learn more about them.
Yeah, it's always fun to go somewhere new and see how other people live. I just think getting out and exploring other countries and other cultures is a great opportunity to grow as a person. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
刚刚上半段我们提到了中央公园，而在第二段的后面则说到 When you feel weary, take a seat on a bench and watch the ducks float along the pond. 表示当你累的时候，不妨在长椅上坐着，看看池塘上的鸭子划水。这边那个生字 weary 就表示是劳累、疲累的。例如 I feel weary of staying home.我觉得待在家很累。It was a long and weary journey, 就表示这段旅程很长又令人感到很累。没错，到了中央公园你就应该好好放松。所以后面提到了 For a short while, you can leave the madness and clamor of city life behind, 表示在这一段小段的时间里你可以把整个城市的喧嚣忙乱抛在后头。Clamor 这个名词就表示忙乱纷乱的。例如 The clamor of the trafficGave me a headache, 表示交通的噪音让我感到很头疼。接着我们看到最后一段，这边的前半部提到了纽约的 Broadway Show, 看 Broadway Show 需要注意什么呢？第三句的地方提到了 Just be sure to book your tickets beforehand, as plays are often sold out months in advance. 这边的文章提到，观赏 Broadway Show 之前，请你先确保你有事先订票，因为著名的表演门票通常几个月前就会卖光。这边看到一个副词 beforehand 就表示提前预先的意思。例如你可以讲说 John always arrives at the meeting place beforehand, 就表示 John 这个人通常都会提前到达会面的地点。而最后在夜晚结束前你还可以做哪些活动呢？最后一段的第五句提到 Before you call it a night, you can catch a baseball game at Yankee Stadium, or you can go all the way up to the top of the Empire State Building.And appreciate the breathtaking night view, 就表示在你替夜晚画下句点前，可以先到洋基球场看场棒球赛，或者是一路直上帝国大厦的顶楼，欣赏令人赞叹的夜景。这边的 call you a night 就表示替今晚画下的句点。我们同时也可以说 call you a day, 就表示今天到此结束的意思。
That's all for today. Enjoy your trip to New York when you plan to go.And I think I'm going to plan to go there someday myself. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.